the sugar crop itself.
It's, I guess there's three things at least that enter into that. One is the variety of cane, and another is whether it's stripped good, the fodder all pulled off, or whether it's left, the fodder left on, that makes it bitter. And another thing, some people wait to get it cut down or to the mill before it frosts, and a frost ruins it, the taste of it. And then another thing that'll make it bitter is you're not keeping it going in that vat
by the,
well, you don't call it stirring it because you're moving it all the time from one end of the vat to the other end of the vat, really. You just slide it down and up and down and up and down like that. And you have to keep it going that way. And if you don't, something's going to scorch. And then that'll be bitter.
Let's get back to talking about carriages. That's what we left off yesterday. I don't really know what I'm talking about because I don't know much about carriages, but on the buggy, there's obviously a thing that comes back to hook on. The thing that traces, what are traces first? Do you know that on a carriage? Because I sure don't.
The traces are part of the gear that goes on to the horse.
Okay, what do you call a thing that comes back from the traces?
You mean that the horse goes into?
Well, let's see.
The shafts was what I was telling you about yesterday, you know, and you didn't know what they meant when they said that you backed them into
the I got that right.
Shafts.
But obviously there's a bar of wood that the traces are fastened onto.
Yeah, they have to be because otherwise they couldn't pull the buggy.
Okay. Well, what's, does that have a name?
Yes, I guess it does, but I've forgotten.
I don't know what it's called.
It's been so many years since I've had a buggy.
The single tree or any, the ring a bell? Have you heard that name before?
Well, the single tree I know we use all the time in plowing. And I guess we have to in the buggy, too. But
what is it in plowing? What part is it? The part that comes back to hook to?
No, it's at the very back. And you hook the traces onto it. So I guess that's still what it would be.
Okay.
I'm glad it's been so many years since I've done a buggy to... I used to could hitch a horse just as easy as a man could. And now I can't even remember some of the things.
Yeah. Well, obviously, if that was called a single tree, then the other word they're using here is double tree if you had two horses
you
to
have
come back.
Two, you have to have two, single trees, which would, they call them double trees.
Yeah, okay. What would you say somebody does when he fills a wagon with wood and takes it to his house and unloads it and goes back and fills it up and brings it back again? What would you call
load
that problem?
Load it and unload it.
Yeah, what would you call loading and unloading? Unloading, you'd say, well, he's...
Well, I wouldn't call it anything except loading and unloading.
Okay. Okay, if there's a log across the road and you want to get it out of the way and